Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Twins for the Glory of God, the group here, Kitumelo, the name of the song. And of course, thank you so much to Bahle. She's with you again tomorrow. And of course, it has been great and wonderful. Thank you so much, Bahle. Till tomorrow then. And hopefully I'll hook up with Pastor Steve Bolos, Jabulani Dominic, and also hook up with Umfundisi Umota and see as to whether because sometimes, you know, hey, the lions would just do something to you. But it looks like they're fine now. It looks like they're fine. It looks like they're up to scratch. Yeah. All right. And, of course, some beautiful songs I think I should put through there. Songs that you will love. And there's a song that I love and I haven't played in quite some time. This song, and I think you will enjoy it so much, so much, so much. It's a song by Jonathan Butler, and I think it is a song that you also will agree with, that there are times and stages where you really would just say this and appreciate him just so much as this.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Jonathan Butler, the beautiful song, isn't it? One of the most beautiful songs he has ever done. You know, and I always say, you know, knowing Jonathan Butler and knowing, you know, where he started and how he went overseas there. I saw him on Solid Gold. There was a program called Solid Gold when I was at high school, and this man was already rocking London, you know, just like that. And for him to come back to his roots and really serve the Father, it is something else, something beautiful, something amazing. Okay, let me welcome our guest, Mfundisi Motha. Sawubona, dumela. How? Mfundisi Sipho, sawubona. How? Jabulani, sawubona. We magi, we babi. Aige. Uyangizwa mara la awuzwakali. Emsakazweni. Emsakatweni. Awuzwakali emsakazweni. Hey madoda. Inkinga enkulu ke le. Uyangizwa Mfundisi Motha? Okay, Jabu uyangizwa? Sipho uyangizwa wena? Ya, lalelani ke babhuti wami engibathandayo. Mina nginizwa at all ngimara nginizwa kuma output speaker la e studio. Kuma headphone wami anikho anikho. So kyokosa ukuthi nikhulumele phezulu Sipho nikele ukuzimomondiya. So angazi ukuthi kwenzakalani because angazi ke manje uyangizwa Sipho? Cha. Ungizwa kamnandi. And then Jabu wena uyangizwa kodwa ne? Okay, madoda kithi, to be honest with you, mina anginizwa kuma camps wami. Ngendlela nginganizwa ngakhona, ngizosebenzisa ispeaker, ngizoshifta neta ama computer. Kuna kunama screen ay fola. Ngizoshifta lesi C1 bese ngisondela ngakulesi sinye ngoba ngathi kulani izwakala khona. Yeah, bese ngiyaniphakamisa. Otherwise, ngiyonifake ama phone ni wami nino bathathu. Angazi ukuthi nizoyithatha kanjani leyo ngoba abantu mabafona nizobalalela emsakazweni ingaba njani ke leyo yezwakala
yebo
hayi mina nginezwa madoda kodwa ngiya try ukuhlanganisa izinto okay asizweke Mfundisi Motha, welcome to the show.
Mfundisi siyabonga kakhulu. Ngiyabonga kakhulu madoda. Greetings to you. Ngiyathemba ukuthi uyaphila.
Ah, ngiyaphila baba man. Hayi ngiyaphila kodwa angijabule ngephone le. So ngiyowa drop wonke. So ngizonifonela ngama WhatsApp call. Ngiyowa drop wonke lama phone. Bese
I know.
Yeah. Bese nginifonela ngama WhatsApp call ngoba Hayi. Hayi simnandi. Mina ngiyayithanda iquality. Nokuthi uma sibhizi kuzwakale kunequality, uyabona Sipho? Abangibizi MacGyver by mistake. Uyabona. So, let me give you a song. This is a song which I think you will love also. This is a song also that I was playing I think a year after I played Jonathan Butler as a boy, I also played this one at high school. And, you know, to me, this is the gospel in action. You know, it's a gospel in action. And I think much of the times many people don't see this, but it's a serious gospel in action. It's when we all start a new day. We know we've failed somewhere, somehow. We know... Somehow there are areas that we didn't do quite well. May the Father forgive us and cleanse us. And that we turn a new page and start all over again and start right. And in our starting right, the Father see us through. And I think as we do so, this would be one of the most wonderful things to ever do as one is existing or alive on this planet. Here's a song. This is also a beautiful song indeed. A new day.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm doing my own kind of connection, man. My own kind of connection. And so that we can have these servants of the Most High on air. Mfundisi Motha, sawubona. Ngiyaphila, thi ngibuze kuwe baba.
Umfundisi wami, I'm doing well and allow me to greet umfundisi Sipho nomfundisi Jabulane kanye nabalalele emakhaya.
Konke kuhamba kahle kodwa.
I know by the grace of God umfundisi konke kuhamba kahle.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. Yeah, hayi siyabonga kakhulu. Nomfana usakhula.
Hayi uyakhula. Yakhula lensisi.
Yeah, my cool
insisi. Yaso sonke isikhathi.
Ubhizi, usoma business.
Yeah.
Hayi kufanele phela abe busy isikhathi sakhona. Fanele abe busy. Yeah, akhomba ubaba ukuthi uyakwazi ukwenza izinto. Uyabona. Yeah, abe busy ngendlela isimanga. And of course, like I said, I will try to connect also with Ujabulani Dominic via the line. Usipho, I'm trying, but I'm not succeeding to connect him via. Okay, now. Sipho, wena kunjani ke lapho?
Ah, konke kuza kahle ngumuntu waka, net background ereyla ngizwa wena ngumuntu waka.
Yeah, I know yona ngeke uyizwe, kufanele uyovulela ispeaker sakho ukuthi uyizwe ngoba efonini nakhona anizwakali, uyayibona. Ifone nayo irojiwe ngendladlana thize. Uyabona, so anginizwa mina at all, uyabona. So ngabona ukuthi kungcono ngini connect ngalendlela le. Ngoba ukuni connect ngalendlela le indlela ezoba ngcono, uyabona? Sikwazi ngisho nokukhuluma. Yaba? Yeah, Jabu wena. Right. Wena Jabu usaphila?
Yeah, usiyaphila ninjani?
Hayi, siyaphila bhuti wami man. Kuyashisa lapho.
Bekushisa kakhulu namhlanje yazi. Siyambonga nje uNkulunkulu ukuthi sigcinile.
Yeah.
Kunathi.
Yeah, yeah.
Namhlanje.
No, siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi mayibusise.
Amen.
And then we said we are going to talk about how do we handle rebuke. Yakhumbula?
Yebo, yebo.
Nawe mfundisi Motha, nawe Sipho, niyakhumbula kodwa?
Hayi, siyakhumbula, siyakhumbula.
Now, one of the things ehlala into samina is the manner in which we respond to rebuke. And I'm not talking about abantu abangakhuzi kahle. I'm talking about abantu abasebenzisa izwi likaNkulunkulu ukukhuza. Izwi likaNkulunkulu ukukhuza la singenzanga kahle khona. And nokuthi thina loko sikhendlisha kanjani ngoba ekhathini eningi abantu abathandi ukurebuke. Abathandi bathi uyabajampisela. Bathi also uyaba bathini ubenza ukuthi babe ngenye indlela, uyabona. Futhi bathi ubenza ukuthi bajwayeleke kabi nokuthi inhlokomnipho zabo zingabi khona. Hey madoda, into ebhlungukeleyo esiyibonayo ngaso sonke isikhathi, into ezisa ubhlungu kakhulu. But how do we handle rebuke is what we are talking about. And let me cut straight to the chase with regards to this just after this little jiffy.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Here we are with the saints here, Usipho, and also Umfundis Umota, Nojabulani Dominic. Now, rebuke, its place in our lives. What we need to know about its place in our lives is very important, but also our attitude towards it is very important. Now, how do we handle rebuke? And what is rebuke? Rebuke, according to 2 Chronicles 19, verses 10, whatever case comes to you from your brethren who dwell in their cities, whether of bloodshed or of offenses against law or commandment, against statutes or ordinance, you shall warn them, and I underline that, you shall warn them lest they trespass the Elohim and wrath comes upon you and your brethren. Do this and you will not be guilty. So when we don't rebuke, we become guilty. It is to warn people about transgressions of the law and the commandment and statutes and ordinances of the Father. Job chapter 11 verse 3 says, should your empty talk make men hold their peace? And when you mock, should no one rebuke you? It means it's to call to order anything that becomes orderless. That's rebuke. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 25 says, but those who rebuke the wicked will have delight and a good blessing will come upon them. Now, to rebuke, it is to a person that is being rebuked a blessing. To the father who watches, it is a delight. To those who do such, it is a blessing and a delight. And to those who heed to it, it is a blessing and a delight. Now, sometimes I think we become those kinds of people who, to a great extent, do not heed to rebuke in the rightest of ways because we have our own pride. And I'm going to show some of the points here. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 25, it says, because you disdained all my counsel. Rebuke is the counsel of the Father. But now, rebuke also is when we disdain the counsel of the Father. It says, and you would have none of my rebuke. When we don't want anything to do with it, how we handle it, this is one of the ways. When we disdain it, because it comes to us as a counsel of the Father, we disdain it, and at times also we want nothing to do with it. People do not want to be rebuked these days. We want nothing to do with it. And that's a big problem that we face even these days. Number two, check this one out about how people handle rebuke. In chapter 5 of Proverbs, verse 12, it says, and say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. How we handle rebuke, in many instances, we see ourselves despising it. In many instances, we see ourselves hating it, instruction. We hate it. Especially if we call ourselves abo anointed pastors from college and all those kinds of things and stuff, man. I mean, if we can put degrees here, sata sibeke nama degree la. Ah, bafwethu. Ah, hey Jabu. Uyangizwa Jabu mar.
Yeah.
Which kukhona abantu abane pride abafuna uku rebuke because bakutshela ukuthi yena ubuye Bible College. And stuff and sit okay. Asibekeni ama qualification wethu wonke la. Uyayibona ne. Abanye bethu akufanelanga siyikhulume leyo nto leyo. We should just take rebuke. Singa qualify ukuthi thina sifundile, sinemali, kudala sasindiswa, sagcotshwa kule sonto elingasekho ebeligcwala, sagcotshwa kwabanjani njani. It should not be that way. It cannot be that way, you know? And the word says, the manner in which people handle rebuke, they despise it. They hate correction. People hate instruction. They disdain the counsel that is given them. Banyefula mayele aba fiwang ke mrene ka moya wa hayo halalelang wa go ba khalema. Poifo ya modimo a e sa ba teng mo go bone. It becomes a big problem, you know. And if you look also, it says, and they hate and despise it. In other words, they have words to say against it and things to say. Jabu, what comes to mind? How do people handle rebuke these days?
Hey, thank you very much, my friend. A great topic indeed about rebuke. And this is also one of the things that we really should accept as believers, especially because when it comes from the Father, we should take it as kindness because He rebukes those that He loves. So it means every time when the Father rebukes us, it's because of His love for us, just like the physical father or earthly father, when they rebuke their children, it's out of love because of they know they are adults, they've been children, and they grew up to being a parent. So they know every stage of life. So they know that if their child is going this direction, this will be the end result. So rebuke will serve as love so that they do not continue with the very same way that they are taking that leads to destruction. Same also with us now when it comes to our relationship with the Father. When we get rebuke from Him, it's out of His love. We should take it as kindness, as the scripture commands us. And also, when it comes to one another, rebuking one another, we should not shy away from rebuking one another because also it is still the character of the Father. Therefore, we act like him when we rebuke one another. Can you still hear me, my friend?
Yeah, kakhulu ndoda, ngiyakuzwa, ngikulalela.
All right, no. Yeah. So I'm still saying that if we act then in rebuking each other also, we are acting like the Father, and He is expecting that from one another.
Yeah.
Like in the book of, actually, I think I was reading 2 Timothy 4:2.
Mm.
The scripture says, there, preach the word.
Yeah.
Be ready in season and out of season.
Uh-huh.
Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching.
Yeah.
With complete patience and teaching. So I think the element maybe that might lack from how we rebuke each other is these last two, which is the complete patience and teaching, my friend. Because sometimes you find out that the manner in which I rebuke, it's not according to how the Father is instructing, but it's personal. You know, like when maybe I'm standing on the pulpit and seeing an opportunity to avenge for myself for maybe, let's say maybe the sister wronged me or the brother wronged me, or maybe they didn't give the way I was, the tithes were not paid. Therefore, when I'm in the pulpit now, it's an opportunity to express my frustrations because of the wrongdoings of the church. That's that's not the right way of rebuking.
Yeah.
You know, there is a lack of complete patience and teaching. So it means when I'm in, I'm rebuking my brother Sipho, it should be out of a good heart that really I want him to learn from this wrong that he has done.
Yeah.
I don't want to excommunicate him. You know, like, but it should be out of love so that he can learn and see his fault and also have the way of fixing his fault going forward so that in future he is not going to repeat the very same mistakes. So when rebuke is done in this manner, it says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. It yields fruits. It yields, you know, like fruits that are of the Father. And people grow, people, you know, like the relationships also grow, because a person one day will come back to you, my friend, and say, you see, you helped me that day when you rebuked. I thought you hated me. I thought you had something against me. I thought you didn't love me. But
story
when they see the results and the growth, they come back and they thank you. But when we shy away, therefore people will just go on to destruction. And then the Father will hold us accountable because of He expected us to really preach and to reprove and to rebuke and to exhort with complete patience and also teaching. But we failed to do that. So let us not shy away. This is our duty as believers, to rebuke one another as of the in view of the Lord, not personally, as I was saying, where people really like vent their frustrations because of the wrongdoings of that have been done against them. No, rebuke is not for that.
Not
rebuke is for growth. It's for exhortation. It's for teaching. It's for establishing relationships that are going to last forever. Thank you very much, my friend.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. We are talking about our handling of rebuke. How do we handle rebuke much of the times? And I can say without a doubt, happens that you find people not handling rebuke quite well because to a great extent they feel that rebuke is beyond them. They are more learned to be rebuked in that manner. And they would come in and really take it quite badly. And Jablan also speaks about those who meet it out and say, but it should be met out through the word, led, and I add, led by the Spirit of the Father who teaches us to see our wrongs also amongst many things. Sipho, let me bring this to you, Puti. When we talk about the notion of rebuke, when we speak about rebuke, what do we mean? And check it out. The place of rebuke and our attitude towards rebuke, check it out. In Proverbs 9, verses 7, it says, he who corrects a scoffer gets shame for himself. Ne? And he who rebukes a wicked man only harms himself. Now, check it out. How people, when they are riddled with wickedness and rebuke comes, they may respond harmfully. And then a scoffer may even bring shame to you, may shame you for rebuking them, because they are scoffers. A scoffer is like a mocker. Sipho, what say you, my friend?
As a Lutheran Foundation, thank God for this opportunity and just sitting on the feet of Jesus Christ as part of being a discipleship. I thank God for this one opportunity. It is true from the security rebuke. Most of the time, people now, when they are rebuked, it sometimes becomes a taboo to some of us. And it's amazing, even in nature, it does not absorb it quickly. But sometimes, but nevertheless, being the children of God in the body of Christ, we have to have the attitude of always being glad when God rebukes us. Because it is true, rebuke that we have repented. So we will rebuke on the nature, yes, some of us people, so that people may rebuke us in love. Because the manner in which we rebuke is very, very important. Number one, the attitude when somebody rebukes you. In out of love, the verse that we found, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7. But I was just checking verse 8 and verse 9, because that's where we see the attitude. Sitting is something this song. But umoya with your being, our spirit. In our found verse 7, Oti, for so is delayed, we tatted in down, or tatted someone with all this is here. Verse 8, Dutin. That's an attitude of those who are wise. When you rebuke them, they will love you. See, that's the right attitude. When God rebukes us, it is because He wants us to be more wiser. But the only thing is it to trobile or else you have performed. So when we drop in the standard that was expected from us, definitely God has to rebuke us. God knows exactly what He has equipped us with the right, but we fail Him. He has to rebuke us. God also must have and then wait for them to repent. And when He gives them an opportunity to repent, when they repent, that's wow in heaven. So it is very true with the attitude that be positive. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 5. Better open rebuke than a hindered laugh. A truly good friend will openly rebuke you. In other words, kubalulekile mfundisi ukuthi when we rebuke people, the heated laugh, that's where most of the people open rebuke is better than a heated laugh. So when people they approach us, but land the attitude they right and then they live into driven by love. But we speak the truth in love. Remember, when you rebuke people, it is through the love. Yes. Our base should be in love, not to expose them, not to compete, not to undermine them. Not from this by exposure. Yes, call me the valley. I don't fall in a word of putting by expose. No, you rebuke intention. It is based on the love that you had for the Father. Ingakho mfundisi ngiyithanda example ka Nathaniel Prof. When he approached David, David has sinned against God. But when God sent Nathaniel, he was propelled by the love of God. His attitude was correct. He was based on the love. When he gets there, he relates the story to the king. With king, there was a man who had many sheep, and the other one has got one, and the other one, he taken from the other one. And then David said, no, we can't do that. Mm. And at the end of the day, the prophet said, the one who was done wrong is you. And the man which he related, it was so profound, full of respect, full of love, with the right motive. Mm. Because when we rebuke people, the motive is very, very important. People, they might repent, or else they might repent. The way the man in which you stay. You have a fund, they say, Jangabazar, Kuba Legi, Mosan, and Mutana can go. Yeah, what the motive, Dana I like Kumanga case, I deserve a way book. Intana Inslee, Kumanga, immotivate. Mauve, ah, Hasuba, let any see the Nana, Luxella, one sentence. Then when Ugena, we have to defend it because the man and the approach and the attitude was wrong. So it is very important. Open to people better than a hindered love. When you approach to people, let us have the right attitude. Let us be based in the love of God.
Yeah, absolutely. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 0826572729.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Thank you so much, Reg. I see your message and I'm going to read it. Mam Maureen, I see your message and I'm going to play it. Jeremiah, I see your messages. Bab Makamu, I see your messages and I am going to read them. Mina bengithi uthumele voice note ngoba Makamu nayo yathanda ukukhuluma ngidimu. Bengithi ukukhuluma mngani wami. Hayi wangeza la. Wangishaya nge WhatsApp message. Hayi inkosi yami ngiyabonga. Ngibonga kakhulu. All right, send us WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, we are talking about how do we handle rebuke? How do we handle rebuke? I'm reading also, Pastor Mota. I'm reading Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17. It says, he who keeps instruction is in the way of life. But he who refuses correction goes astray. Much of the times, Muruti, correction is being refused and people go astray. Uyaleka nesonto. Uthini Muruti?
Mfundisi, siyabonga. Ngempela kuyiqiniso, my brother. Uma singeke size silalele ama corrections noma ukulungiswa. We are depriving ourselves from spiritual growth. You know, ukwazwa umuntu azithole asengingeni in deep waters, while the Holy Spirit himself was rebuking him on a thing, and then he said,
all along,
but there was this thing in my heart all along. I shouldn't have done this, but look at where it has gotten me. You know, sometimes the way we don't want to accept and to welcome a rebuke, we end up finding ourselves in trouble. You know, si kina mvundi si senkingeni ngokuthi nje asifuna ukulalela sifuna ukuthi uqondiswe. To an extent that one even ezwa ukuthi no, but the Spirit of God says no, I must not take this route, I must not go there. Now I said, and decide to ignore. You know, when you ignore corrections, when you ignore instructions, you are actually you will end up with, you said in Proverbs 10 verse 17 that he who keeps instruction is in the way of life.
Yes.
So now when you are not taking instruction, when you are not keeping the instruction that the Spirit speaks to you, you end up in trouble. So that is the result of that, Mfundis. And a rebuke, Mfundis, it is in the Word of God. The Word of God says that we should rebuke one another. I want to read from the Colossians chapter 6, verse 1, where it says that, brethren, if a man be overtaken of a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest thou also be tempted. You know, what it emphasizes, when you say, Oguti, must go and say, I think which is on that it should be done from the position of love, with the spirit of meekness. In other words, with gently words, with gently attitude, the attitude what it plays a vital role, because sometimes you will end up with abantu, they are not taking instruction, no, they are not taking rebuke, but it is just the manner. How are you doing it? You know, rebuke is not about humiliating a person or embarrassing a person in public, for that matter.
Mm.
But rebuke, it is actually meant to bring people growth and discipleship, you know, so that one can lead a life that is Christ-like, that he may lead a life, when they say, which is according to the teachings of Yeshua Mashiach. So it is important that we should welcome a rebuke, and we should love it. You know,
yeah.
We should thank those people that are rebuking us, because in so doing, they are building us up. You know, because the purpose of a rebuke, Mfundis, is to win the brother back into fellowship.
Yeah,
it is not to what has a dubbing, you know, so column water so dubbing, so humble, illo kunja, so as a full no game guns way. We should not be having that kind of a mentality, sing abandon bagangungulu, more especially if you are spiritually grown and matured.
Yeah.
You should understand what this person is doing it out of love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Word of God says that little is one kulungulu, ungulungulu, lo amthandayo. So it is done when they say out of love. So we should remember that it is not about humiliating a person, but it is correcting the fault. Like my brother, you are getting yourself into danger here. Come back. So we should be able to welcome that. Even if but we should welcome a rebuke. Sometimes among other stellar maclinics, we don't want, and then from there we sing it like a race against one to one. It's a pride. You spoke about pride earlier on. If you're in a pride, and then I will tend to look down on you and say, but I cannot tell me anything. So, but irrebuke Mfundis, what is a keg, and for that matter, it brings us and it gives us knowledge in the things of the Lord, in the ways of the Lord. It gives us knowledge, it builds us, it builds our character.
Yeah.
So we should welcome that with an open heart. It gives us a understanding, even Nokshagani, but it is for the sole purpose to teach us and to correct us, because you cannot correct something that is right.
Yeah.
So you are correcting because you see that there is a fault. That is why Paul says that if a man fall into a fault, you who are spiritually matured, restore such a one.
Yeah.
So it is important, you know, as a leader, as an elder, or as a brother, Uguti, you should be a spiritual person. Even if you do not know how to do it, you should ask the guidance from the God, from the Lord. It's important, Uguti, ukulege, so that the Lord can give you. We should have an open heart. You know, I love what David says in the book of Psalms, chapter 141, verse 5. He says that for rebuke is excellent oil. You know, I love that. We should welcome it like that. We should value the importance of being rebuked, because it is done out of life. It is like an excellent oil of which our head should not refuse it.
Yeah.
In other words, we should not refuse to be rebuked, but we should welcome it, because it is here to build us, it is here to make us grow in the spiritual journey with the Lord. So, and I love Usepo, he quoted, I think, Proverbs, where he says that open rebuke is better than love concealed.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Ngikuzwa kahle ke mfoka motha. Ngiyakuzwa ndoda yakithi, ngiyakuzwa mhlekazi. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Thank you, Franz. I see there. Thank you, Reg. And thank you, Togozan. I see your WhatsApps. I'm going to play and read them. Believe you me.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729, and talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. We are looking into this, the matter of how do we handle rebuke? These days, how do we handle rebuke these days? I'm talking to Jabulani Dominic, Sipho Paulus, and also Umfundisi Umotha Demko. And so we are handling this, the matter of rebuke. Proverbs chapter 12 verses 1 says, Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. And we handle rebuke with the stupidity of hating correction. And that's how we handle it. Jabu, what say you there?
Yes, it's very true, my friend. And I think it's because of the lack of understanding the value of rebuke.
Mm.
So if we understand the value of rebuke, I think every one of us will take it the way we are supposed to, as our saying is, right? At first, as kindness. Also, as my brothers were saying, we will take it as love when someone corrects us. But because of the lack of that understanding, the way we take it is not really good. Sometimes it's personal. You know, like, if you rebuke me, my friend, and then I take it personal, I think you've got something against me. Maybe you are jealous. Or maybe, you know, then our relationship is affected. Maybe I no longer even fellowship with you. I leave the church where you go to, because of you rebuke me, you know? So that's actually how we react towards rebuke, which is not the right way of reacting. But it's lack of understanding. But praise be to the Father for educating us so that we can know the value of rebuke. Also, just to add, you know, rebuke really takes courage. It takes courage for one to rebuke another, and also for one to take rebuke. I was reading then in Luke 17, from verse 3 to verse 4, the illustration of rebuke. Like it says there, pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times, saying, I repent,
yeah,
you must forgive him.
Yeah.
Now, the big question is, who really can be able to sin against you 7 times in a day? Let's be practical.
7 times 70. Yeah.
7 times in a day. But what the Lord is trying to illustrate is the courage that it takes for one to rebuke.
Yeah.
And the courage that it takes for one also to take a rebuke.
Mm.
That it should be not limited, and also it should not be conditional. Like this, you know, like these days, how rebuke is, my friend, it's conditional.
Mm.
You know, it's not like unconditional out of love that I rebuke you because the Father is instructing me or the Holy Spirit is leading me to. It's conditional. It's because maybe if let's say I'm close to you, or there is something I'm after, or there is something you have done, you know, like it's not according to the way that the Father is supposed to. And it's conditional in a way that
Yeah.
It's over. You know, That's why I was told about Duguti, but it's because of the rebuke that is conditional and the taking of the rebuke that is conditional. But if it's unconditional, the way that the father wants it to be, you see it's unlimited. Like when he says seven times in a day, and he even goes further as we're quoting another scripture where he times it even to be even more, to show us the courage that it takes for us to take rebuke and also to be in a position where we can rebuke one another. That I should be patient with you. I should really love you so deeply. So there should never be anything that separates us. You can wrong me. You know, like I remember, you always love this illustration about a brother that wanted to get married. And yeah. Then he said, I really ready. If you will find your wife sleeping with another man, will you forgive her? And then the brother said, no. No, it was just a sign of the lack of understanding,
yeah.
Of the courage that it takes to really love a person. That sometimes you will have to love them beyond the weaknesses, beyond the sins, because the word says, love covers multitudes of wrongs. If you're still not in a position where you can cover multitudes of wrongs, you are not fit to love. You are not fit to marry. You are not fit to be in a relationship. As much as also rebuke, that's exactly the courage that it is. We must be courageous to rebuke one another. We must be courageous to take rebuke from one another and understand the value. The value is God wants us to grow. God wants us not to die, but to live. Because if we continue in sin, it leads to destruction. But when I'm rebuked and corrected about my sins, yes. I'm being saved.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm being gained instead of being lost. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. I really appreciate my brother. Thank you very much. And of course, it's very, very interesting to hear what you just said, man. I appreciate it.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Masimdumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenema. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing well, blessing you so much in mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, we are looking into the very notion of how do we handle rebuke. Much of the times we become those kinds of people who handle it in a variety of ways, but some of the ways that are very much pertinent these days is the disdain, the insults that would come, the rebellion, the wickedness that would swell. It is also a condemnation that would ensue. It is said, and the rebellion incumbent. It is said when we see that, and this is how we handle it. When we are being rebuked, this is how we respond. And sometimes siyaphuma songena kwelinye isonto. Ngizacula kwelinye isonto, ngizashumaya kwelinye isonto. Ithalenta ngizayenza kulela sonto, ngempela bamfuna ngize laphana so. And I like that, Jablan, because it's something that we see almost every day live. You know, it's quite sad. Sipho, let me bring this to you also. When we talk about the very notion of a rebuke, we also see in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10, it says, harsh discipline is from him who forsakes the way. It's for him who forsakes the way, and he who hates correction will die. Look, the very
thokozelukusolo ngoba uthiwa la abonaye ubasole phambi kwabo bonke ukuze nabanye besabe. When we rebuke sometimes openly in the church, it means we say to the others, don't do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not good to embarrass people, it's not good to be condemn them. If somebody mfundisi like umntana wam nangisekhulele ebandleni ukusho nje umisha lapho ukuthi umntana nami lokho kwenzile uNkulunkulu akakuthandi, we rebuke in public in church so that other girls should see good this is not the way to go.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa. straight to the point. Thank you so much, Sipho. That's it. Thank you so much, Sipho. I really appreciate. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.